This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Welcome back, everyone. It's another edition of Turnbuckle Trash, and joining us on the phone with our special segment we call Chris on the Mat, Chris Evans. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, it's great to be here in Statesville, North Carolina. The sun is shining, and the workday is over, and it's time to relax. So what better way than to get some things off our chest about wrestling with Turnbuckle Trash? How's everything going?
Oh, doing well. Hey, Raw was in North Carolina last night. How far were you away from Raw?
Where was Raw at? Because I was probably asleep. Where was that?
I think it was in Charlotte, yes.
About 30 minutes away from Charlotte. I'm kind of glad that I did sleep through Raw, but I wish I went and went. That'd probably be the greatest sleeping pill in the world for me to have. little pun there. But, yeah, it was I wish I could have went to one live event with WWE, but I don't know what the ticket prices are there, but more than likely before Charlotte, they're probably astronomical, knowing these people down here. So
yeah, well, house shows are expensive. I'm wondering what they would do for Raw and SmackDown. So the last
no
house
doubt.
Show I went to, I actually had tickets that were donated from the radio station, and they were really good seats, but they would have cost me over $100 a piece, you know. So
oh, wow.
There are advantages sometimes. I think you can usually get them for around $30 or $40 if you don't mind being up in the rafters a little bit. So,
yeah.
Are you in a mood or what?
Let's get some things with the WWE going with a little sad note for Mr. Roman Reigns.
That's
bad
really
news.
Horrible news.
Yes, it is. I mean, that just came out of the blue that his leukemia has come back after 10 years or what? I mean, how long has he had it for? He had it for 12, and now it's come back. I mean, that's something like a punch in the stomach. And a lot of people on the internet have taken it to the next level, calling it a work. How can you use this as a work? That's kind of sick in the head to use a cancer as a work.
Well,
I don't get it.
I think that some of the people that might have been saying it was a work were maybe doing a feeble attempt at humor. Once again, I say feeble attempt at humor. And then others are so cynical about everything. Yeah, they're so cynical about the WWE that they don't they can't put it in their head that sometimes real life really does hit and hit hard to these performers. They're men and women just like you and I, and good things happen to them and bad things happen to them. Myself, I'm a cancer survivor with prostate cancer from several years ago, and recently was declared completely cured last January. But still, just knowing that when you hear that C word, it is devastating. And I was absolutely floored when I found out about Roman Reigns.
Well, it was kind of amazing that they picked the Monday Night Raw for him to come out and declare that his leukemia is back again. He relinquishes the title. He walks away, which nobody that has something like that should be in the ring anyways. I mean, it's going to take him 2 to 3 years to go back into remission. We don't know. A lot of people are speculating it'll take 2 to 4 years for him to come back, but we don't know. It could take him a year. It could take 2 years. We don't know when he's going to come back. If he comes back, if he's able to. I mean, but he said this wasn't a retirement speech. But I'll be honest with you, I called it a retirement speech because he doesn't know what's going to happen. So, but you got to, you have to think that, I mean, Vince McMahon is going to bust his boy with money. He's not going to have anything to worry about. He's going to have money. He'll have his say, and they'll have the best doctors that they can to help this man out. So he's got the best doctors in the world on him. So all our prayers are to Roman right now. Although a lot of people don't like the man, right now this is real life. This don't have anything to do with the WWE. This is a real man and a real disease that, heaven forbid, it takes his life, but we don't know what's going to happen, but we all hope he makes it out of this. So give cancer the spear.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but his cousin, Samu of the Headhunters, in the Inouye family, he has stage 4 liver cancer. He announced it like 2 days later that he was battling through that. So that family's really going through it right now. And it was nice to see The Rock's mother at Evolution there to support Nia Jax and also Tamina Snuka, who they're all related, you know, one way or another. So that was kind of nice. But to go through that and then to see the real reactions, because Roman was kind of sequestered from the rest of Monday Night Raw the week that he announced it. He stayed on his bus. He was, his friends and his teammates were being told that he was receiving treatment for an injury and that he would be there. But to see the raw emotions, not trying to say anything about Monday Night Raw, but the raw emotions, especially of Seth Rollins, he was devastated. You could tell that he didn't know until it was announced. And then Corey Graves, who could barely speak, right afterwards, it was an emotional, it was a heart-wrenching situation.
Yeah.
And like you said, my thoughts and prayers are with Roman and his entire family and his extended family in the WWE.
Well, as soon as he went into the back and they had that WWE exclusive, they saw all the wrestlers coming up, hugging him, Braun Strowman, what he did. It just shows that, okay, these guys play a good role, but when it comes down to it, they are kind of like a family. But, I mean, hopefully he comes back. I hope Roman does, but like we said, we don't know what's going to happen. He's going to have the best treatment in the world. He may beat this thing within 2 years and come back. But like I said, it's 50-50. It's like a toss of a coin. You don't know what. Heads or tails, you have no idea what's going to happen. So, yeah, I really hope that he does come back from this. It's going to be hard to see him not being booed coming out of that entrance. But we'll see what the WWE's got to do. And they'll have to crown a new champion. And that's going to be interesting to watch, too. Two snoozers. So, I don't know.
Well, we talked a little bit about what's happening with Roman Reigns, and it's a real shame. But I tell you what, let's do.
Yes, it is.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk a little bit about something called Evolution, and it was a killer. We'll talk about Evolution next on Turnbuckle Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash, or you can follow us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
Now it's time to go to school.
You like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is some evil.
Well, history was made as the all-women's Evolution took place on Sunday night. It was nothing but the ladies top to bottom. And you know what? The ladies knocked it out of the park as far as I'm concerned. I thought it was an excellent excellent pay-per-view. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'll give it a 3-star. It was very good. I mean, the women can really put on a good show. They always do. Between Charlotte and Becky and some of the old-time wrestlers, we have Trish Stratus and we have Lita there. But, I mean, I was expecting a little bit more from the old, you know, older generation come up and have some more matches. But it was a good card. Some botches that they had in the matches, no big thing, but it was a good card. I gave it three stars. I'm not Dave Meltzer. I'm not Meltzer.
Yeah, nobody's Dave Meltzer.
No, nobody is Dave Meltzer. So.
Yeah, you know, I have a real mixed emotion when it comes to that man sometimes. But anyway, yeah, the tag team match between Trish and Lita with against Alicia Fox and Mickie James, I thought was fairly good. I liked the storylines. You know, you actually had four members of the old school going against each other. I know Alicia and Mickie James are current stars, but they actually started off with the Attitude Era. And and then I don't know if you ever saw the interview that was taking place backstage with Alicia Fox before the event. And she was in tears, saying how this was the biggest match of her life, that she had worked so hard to, throughout the years to be taken seriously as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was just really, she was awestruck that it had come that far. And, that gave me a lot of respect for her at that time. Alicia Fox, I've always loved Foxy anyway. I love that crazy character she plays. But when you saw her on Divas, you know, that's pretty much her. So cool stuff, though.
The women deserve a pay-per-view by themselves. I mean, it has been done before. I think some YouTuber had put it on there that this Evolution has been done before and this is not the first time. Well, who cares if it's not the first time? The WWE is just now putting this together. Let them have it. I mean, the women deserve it. They need to be put on the top of the tier and let them have the spotlight from now on. I mean, they are what's keeping the WWE afloat some, because some of their matches outdo the men's. I mean,
and
look at
Charlotte
and Becky. That one right there was the best.
That might be the match of the year.
Well, those two put on one heck of a show, and I thought that ladder in there, when they put the ladder in, and then it's a last woman standing, I believe it was. Was that the match?
Yes, it was the last woman standing.
Well, they had a lot of bloopers through the commentary, too, thanks to Michael Cole and his wonderful commentary, calling them both men at the same time. Both men have not gotten up. Oops.
Oops.
Look what you're watching. Look what you're watching. So.
Oh, I was looking, baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's a sexist comment.
Well, that's okay. But these days, people don't care no more. But Michael Cole got caught last night, and someone had snapped a picture and put it on Instagram where he wasn't looking at the match. He was looking at his phone and calling the matches. He was scrolling through Facebook. And they
caught him. Part of his job, though.
Really?
Part of his job is that he is looking for comments on Facebook and also looking for comments on Twitter that might be pertinent, and he might even be getting some instructions from somebody. I'm not gonna criticize him at that, because a lot of times, a lot of times when you're doing that type of an event. Now, this is just me. I've done quite a few play-by-play of high school sports and college sports and things like that. If you have a monitor of some sort, he might have been monitoring the feed at that point, trying to see what it looked like. Sometimes you can actually get a better angle at things instead of watching the action. So I'm not going to criticize him at that. That's just personal experience. And then who knows, he might have been getting a text from Vince himself or from some of the higher ups saying, hey, we need to talk about this. So I'm not going to criticize Michael Cole on that end of it. So, but that match was killer. Oh, I love that match between Becky and Charlotte.
I think that they have really got the chemistry between those two. It reminds me of Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat, basically. Or, I mean, that they have a good chemistry together. It's a, Becky is, she has just made a 360 turn. She is doing awesome now in the ring, and she deserves that belt. Charlotte, she's always just like her daddy is. She's just as tough as she can be, and she comes up. I don't care who you are. If somebody puts you in a figure four and then they do that little, and then she springs up and I'll even tap. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Does that look like with the ladder even there? I tap. No problem.
Yeah.
That looked like that even hurt me just looking at it.
Oh,
so,
it did. And then when they tried that that table shot, when they put Becky onto the table and Flair did that moonsault and the table didn't break. I bet that just was devastating. Oh, my air went, oh, because the table, you know, the great thing about a table is it looks great when it breaks and they mm-hmm. act like it's going to be, you know, killer, but it actually cushions the fall a little bit, you know? When it didn't break that first time, wow, that hurt.
Oh, it had to. I mean, that had to take the wind out of her. I'm sure there's some bruised ribs, or she's got she bruised her hip or something, because she weighs what, maybe a buck 25, maybe, I don't know, but good Lord, woman's skin and bones. I bet you when she hit that table, I bet some words came out of her mouth that we can't say. it was an interesting match. They did very well. If they try it again, maybe they can bring in some more stars from other organizations. Maybe NXT could be in there. I mean, the NXT took over like crazy, too, with the women's match. That was a heck of a match, too, for the title.
That Kerry Thane
really...
and Shayna Baszler, man, that was my second favorite match of the night. I thought that was incredible.
Well, NXT seems to be taking over more than SmackDown and Raw is. And the women for NXT, those are some pretty tough-looking girls. And, I mean... hot to trot as well, I'll say that. But I like what NXT is doing, and now that they have shown off an evolution, I hope that they get called up to the main roster, because I'd love to see them go against Becky or go up against Ronda Rousey and see how that was. That's another sleeper match, was Ronda Rousey with Nikki Bella.
It was better than I thought.
It was a little bit, but I was expecting a little bit more action to it. It's Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella. What do you expect? Nikki couldn't break down a door. The only one she broke down. We won't go there. But what can you do? I like it.
But you got to admit the build up to that match though was very well done. It got very personal. Talking about the love life of the Bellas and then bringing in Ronda's mom and. It got a little personal there, and I'm wondering how that, how both sides felt about how personal it did get.
Well, I mean, controversy creates cash, and that's what they need to start doing. They need to hold off on the family deal and the love in the bedroom and everything like that. Come on, we don't want to hear all that stuff. I don't really care to hear about it, but whatever floats their boat and makes their money, fine, that's great, but. I mean, everyone was real excited about what Ronda Rousey said to Nikki Bella on Raw that night, and everyone's calling that the pipe bomb of the year. I've heard better. But at least Ronda can speak now in the mic, and she doesn't think that she's on another planet or she can't go through time. I don't know. I mean, that's good that she's starting to learn how to talk on the mic. Good.
Yeah.
I'm happy
and she wrote that promo herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it said, that she had most of the input on how that promo was going to go. So that might have made her feel a little bit more comfortable.
Well, good. It's about time that they gave a little bit more creative control to the wrestler instead of having the people in the back that smoke the crack pipes thinking that they know everything. But that's good. I'm glad that Ronda finally did something decent for a change. That's good. I'm glad for that woman. It's about time. Let the reins off and... Let the wrestlers do what they're supposed to do. Not just, I'm going to script this for you, and it's going to sound kind of corny at first, but you'll like it. Okay.
Yeah, I wish they would let them have a little bit more creative control, especially in the matches and the promos. You know, they got to have, you know, they got to rein them in a little bit, but to let them use their own personality a little bit more where they would feel more comfortable cutting a promo, you know, to become, I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the perfect example. When he was stunning Steve Austin in WCW, he cut a good promo, but he had to hold himself back a little bit. Then he became the ringmaster, and he didn't hardly talk. And then when he took over as being himself as Stone Cold Steve Austin and became who he is, that's when he really became a star. And the same thing with The Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, he just became who he was.
Yeah. I tell you, the best promo that Stone Cold ever did, if you go back onto YouTube, watch the promo that when he first came to ECW. When he first came to ECW, he did a promo, and he did it about WCW. That was one of the best promos I have ever seen that man ever do, because it was all him. They just said they'd let him go and say whatever you want to say, and he did. But that's what's wrong with wrestling. They don't let him do it. It's all scripted for him. Say this. Don't say that. But now maybe Vince is finally – maybe he finally took his pills that day and said, hey, I got an idea. Let you do your own promo. We don't have to do it. You do it.
Yeah.
Go out there and cut one. So
let's
see if they'll give control back. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
Nah, yeah.
What about that 20-woman battle royal?
Ooh.
Did you watch that one?
I saw it, and it was good. I liked it. The end of the match, the winner, perfectly done. She needed, she deserved it. I enjoyed it. Did you? Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was well done. I liked when they did the dance break with Lana, and then they did you know, with Dana Brooke and the stuff and Molly Holly. I really enjoyed that. I thought when they did the dance break, though, that was probably the best thing of the entire match, and Layla gets involved, and but there, you know, the one thing I took away from that 20-woman battle royal was during the entrances, when they were introducing everybody. I thought the biggest pop from the crowd came when Asuka came out, and I think that they have just completely misuse Asuka since he went over to SmackDown. I don't understand what they're doing. I was thinking that maybe this would be a place for her to shine a little bit, and she did some good stuff. But then again, you know, I just see her as being a bigger star than they're letting her be. But maybe it's because Becky and Charlotte are just tearing it up right now.
I don't think they just know what to do with Asuka. I mean, they've already screwed up the undefeated streak. I figured the undefeated streak would keep going. That they needed to do it that way. Let this woman win the women's championship and be undefeated. Never be touched. And then at WrestleMania, she can finally lose one match. But no, they wanted to keep it real. And I just didn't see it that way. I thought Asuka was a good professional wrestler. She looks good. Well, I don't know about cutting a promo or not. Her English is not that very well done. Neither is mine either. But I don't know. They really screwed up when they got her over here. I don't know. Maybe she just needs to go back to Raw. Or she needs to go back back to NXT. Darn.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the embarrassment of riches that the WWE has. And sometimes these performers just get lost in the shuffle, and I think that's what's going on with Asuka right now.
Yeah, she's been lost in the shuffle. She was just like, he won the U.S. title. I can't remember his name. Saved my tail.
Bobby Roode?
Bobby
Roode?
No, yeah, Bobby's, he's been lost in the shuffle. Nakamura, he's been lost in the shuffle. They don't hardly ever see anything good with him. They misuse him. They misuse Bobby Roode. They've misused Sanity. They've misused everybody. So I don't know what they're thinking, but y'all are trying to redo the shelves. Well, push these people. These are your future. Your older guys are, they're just about had it. They can't do no more. Let's get some new blood in. No, let's just keep the old blood and keep the old ways going. No, it's not going to work that way. You gotta push these people. But what do I know? What do the fans know? Heck, we're just marks. We don't know anything.
The one thing that I will slightly disagree with you on.
Go ahead.
And I go back to a promo that Triple H and Sean cut, I think it was last Monday night, when they were talking about how some people were talking about them being too old. And then he talks about how they sold out the arena with Triple H and The Undertaker. And it was the main event of the night, and they did a good job. And there is a certain amount of audience out there that wants to see still Shawn Michaels in the ring, even though he can't do what he used to do. And that's not Shawn's fault. Sure. It's Father's time, you know.
No.
But there's a certain amount of people that enjoy seeing some of these older acts that maybe they've heard about or they grew up with, and they still want to see them. And I don't get it. I mean, I don't mind them being there. I don't mind them being involved, but I don't want them to be the main event.
No, neither do I. I mean, once you've seen a match four or five times and you know what the outcome is going to be, why do we want to go right back to doing that again? It doesn't make any sense. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to pay my hard-earned money to watch a match that I have seen five times already and I want to see again. No, thank you. No, that's okay. I'll go watch the Brady Bunch. So, no thanks. At least I'll figure out what the plot is supposed to be on that one. No.
Right.
I don't know. I shake my head every day when I think about the WWE. And it just, sometimes it wants to give you an ulcer. If I was in control of it, I'd probably have a stroke by now. I'm surprised Vince is not in on life support right now. I don't understand why they do this to a company.
You and Jimmy Cornette been in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
And then get Vince Russo in there. That would be fun.
Well, I don't know who would get their hands around his throat first, Jimmy or me. I mean, I don't know. I'd probably get there first. That'd be one heck of a YouTube video. I have to think about that.
I would be.
Yeah.
The announce team. Let's talk a little bit about the announce team. Michael Cole, along with Renee Young and Beth Phoenix. Now, I don't know if I'm the only one that noticed this, but especially in the Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya match against the Riot Squad, Beth Phoenix so many times talked about women's professional wrestling. And I don't know why it stood out to me, because Vince does not like the term professional wrestling. He wants it called sports entertainment. But Beth Phoenix, several times, especially during the Riot Squad match, talked about women's professional wrestling. I personally loved it. I'm hoping it was a little ding at Vince, because this is professional wrestling, not sports entertainment. But anyway, I thought the match itself, there was a really bad botch in there by Sasha Banks when she was trying to flip over the ropes onto the Riot Squad. And she got tied up in the ropes and almost got hurt. I mean, she fell pretty hard on the edge of the ring there. But there was also another time that I thought was kind of funny. And I'm dominating this part of the conversation because they were talking about Ruby Riott, a good performer. I think she's really starting to push her quite a bit. You hear her a lot saying she's going to be a future world champion. Ruby Riott's a future world champion. And then Renee Young says, she's a very complicated person. She has several layers. She's kind of like an onion. She has layers. Well, I start laughing. My wife's over on the other couch, and I'm watching this on my computer, and I start laughing out loud. She says, why? I said, I think I'm watching Shrek again, talking about onions and layers.
Yeah.
You know, I've got that little bit right now. Here's Eddie Murphy talking about onions, and I'll say, once again, Ruby Riott, she has several layers to her. She's just like an onion.
You know, not everybody likes onions.
Cake! Everybody loves cakes. Cakes have layers.
I don't care what everyone likes. Ogres are not like cakes.
You know what else everybody likes? Parfaits. Have you ever met a person you say, hey, let's get some parfaits? They say, hell no, I don't like no parfaits. Parfaits are delicious.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden. Ogres are like onions. End of story. Bye-bye. See you later.
Parfaits may be the most delicious thing on the whole damn planet. You know?
Yes.
Pretty
but
weird.
But does he stink like one?
No.
But does he stink like one? Here's the problem with that. Oh, great.
Yeah, but nobody doesn't like a parfait.
Oh, my Lord. Now that I look at her, that woman, I will now thank Shrek for the rest of my life. Wow.
You know what else has onion, has layers? Cake has layers. Everybody loves cake. Nobody says, I don't want no cake. And a parfait. Parfaits are delicious. I love Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Now I can.
She's like an onion. She has layers. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, but it was a good match. I loved it. So.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It
yeah.
was a good one.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Evolution. I was expecting to hear the theme song of Evolution go off when the pay-per-view was going to start. That would have been interesting. But
yeah.
Yeah,
I was expecting
it was
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Oh.
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. A little hell and ready there. So, well, you know, it's part of the thing with my job. I everything goes with pop music for me. So, well, Chris, let's talk a little bit about Crown Jewel. We'll be right back with more from Crown Jewel as this controversial event getting set for Saudi Arabia. We'll be back with more after this on Turnbuckle Trash.
That move on his feet, the Stray Cat, is he ready? Oh. Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here with their just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so...
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Friday, November the 2nd. Controversy is going to be hitting all over the WWE with Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. Now, everything is politicized in this world, as you and I know, but there has been a death that has been attributed to the government of Saudi Arabia recently of a journalist. And that has got a lot of people upset with the WWE for staging this event in Saudi Arabia. But it is going to go on this Friday, and it is, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more controversy, a lot more people giving the WWE a very bad time, including some people on ESPN have been all over the WWE. But let's not get too much into the politics. Let's talk more about
sure.
the event itself, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Let's talk about the... Oh, me too. I hate
yeah.
politics.
Yep.
Don't get me started.
I'm
they're going to have the 8-man Best in the World Tournament, a one-night event where they all go against each other, and they're going to have 8 people doing this tournament throughout the night, and then they're going to have the championship match at the very end. They have replaced John Cena because he has refused to go to Saudi Arabia. And they're going to put in, Bobby Lashley in his place?
Yeah, they're going to put in Bobby Lashley in his place, yes.
Okay, so who do you think... Who do you think has the upper hand in this?
To be honest with you, I am going to go with Dolph Ziggler.
Really?
I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler. I believe that I don't know. I've just got this feeling that they may want to push him just a little bit more than they have. I mean, if they're going to call best in the world, wouldn't it be amazing that maybe another entry come in and all of a sudden you hear that music? Because a lot of people are laughing about best in the world. We're CM Punk. So that would be kind of funny to see. But we know that's not going to happen. But I picked Dolph Ziggler to win the whole thing in the tournament. I mean, he's been on a roll winning the tag team titles, and he's got that little bro buddy thing with Drew McIntyre, and they're pushing those two pretty hard. I think that I believe that it's going to happen. I think I'm going to pick Dolph Ziggler to win the whole thing, the whole tournament, because it's not going to be Cena, because Cena's not going. And Bobby Lashley, they're not going to do anything with that man. They're wasting his talent as well. So, yeah, I'll pick Dolph to win it all.
I mean, you don't like Lio Rush going, Lashley.
To me, that's like running your fingers down a chalkboard while you're hitting me in the head with a spoon. No, I don't like the man. I don't like his voice. I think that, it's like a fanboy to me. No thanks. I don't know why they got this guy doing that for. Even Lashley has got to be saying, you're sticking me with him. Really?
Yeah.
Please. But
well,
we don't know what's going to happen. Go ahead.
You've got Seth Rollins, Kurt Angle, Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy, The Miz, the returning Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton. So some good matches, matchups there.
I pick Kurt Angle and Dolph to be in the final. I mean, Kurt Angle, it would be wonderful to see him win best in the world. I mean, he deserves it. I can't wait to see him in the ring and see who he's going to face. I figured he'll have to either go against Rey Mysterio or he'll have to go up against Randy Orton. Now, that's a match we've always wanted to see. I don't know if Randy Orton and Kurt Angle have ever gone at it before. I've never seen a match between those two yet. Not that I remember.
Not that
I
could think of,
No, I can't remember any matches between those two. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, but Crown Jewel is just going to be so – it's going to be hard to really for people to watch it because, I don't know, do you really want to see Crown Jewel? I mean, to be honest, another
pay-per-view. Well, I'm going to watch it because I think it has some I like the tournament idea. I'm going with Rey Mysterio on that one. I think we're gonna have Rey Mysterio win. Yeah. But I would love to see as the final, The Miz and Dolph Ziggler going against each other. Remember that rivalry they had a couple years ago?
Yeah.
That was just incredible. They have a great chemistry and I would love to see that one happen again too.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they had a real good chemistry there and then, then we're going to see DX and The Undertaker and Kane again. I don't know.
Again and again.
It's like going to the same hamburger over again at McDonald's and saying, have you changed the sauce? No, you haven't. It's the same. No. I don't know.
Don't change that special sauce on me now. I mean,
now, don't
that, that's
the sauce
and
no cheese
sauce.
For you, please. No cheese. Yeah, no cheese for you. No cheese for you.
No cheese for me because I don't do cheeseburgers. I don't like no cheeseburger. So
no cheeseburger. No cheeseburger.
No cheeseburger. No cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
No cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. So yeah, I have some interest in it just because of nostalgia, and I thought Triple H and The Undertaker did a pretty good job, but in a tag match with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. I think they can get a little bit more rest in and maybe make it more of an action-packed match than what we're really thinking at this point. So let's move on to the Universal Championship with Brock and Braun Strowman. Now, we talked earlier about how this was supposed to be a triple threat match with Roman Reigns, but, of course, his illness has made them change this. So you've got the Beast Incarnate against the Mountain of a Man, get these hands, or as they did during WrestleMania, get these hands.
Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman. Where's that coming from?
To be honest with you, I think it's time for Braun Strowman to win the Universal title. It's been long overdue. I don't see them putting it on Brock. Yeah, they had a little thing to do on Monday Night Raw. Won't spoil it, but I can see Braun finally winning the title and then probably dedicating it to Roman Reigns as soon as he gets it. Or if I want to play, if I was a betting man, I would probably bet everything I own that they would give it to Brock Lesnar again. I mean, why do it? But it's the WWE. But I'm hoping they put it on Braun. I really do. I'm picking Braun Strowman to win the Universal Championship. And if he does, it's about time.
Yeah.
As many times as he's done, it's about time. I hope I'm right, but I got this eerie feeling I'm going to be wrong. Because you know what they do. They say one thing, and they're going to turn around and do another. So, yeah.
Well, I thought this match should have been taking place at WrestleMania. I thought that they would have Lesnar against Braun Strowman instead of that stupid tag match that they had. Get these hands with that stupid little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nothing against the little kid. I mean, he was put in a no-win situation, but I just thought that was the dumbest thing of the year. So, but anyway, that should be interesting for the Universal Championship.
Oh, yes. Hopefully that turns out to be what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, the WWE Championship, I think this one might still be up in the air a little bit. At the time of this recording, it's scheduled to be AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan, but there's been a lot of internet chatter that Daniel Bryan does not want to go to Saudi Arabia and might pull out.
Well, if he does, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, some WWE superstars do not want to go, and some do. If Daniel decides he doesn't want to go, I have more respect to the man because his life is worth more than what he's being paid by the WWE. And to me, if it was my choice, I would do the same exact thing. I'm not going over to a country to where something has already happened to an American. And over there, our lives are worth about a dime to them. So, no, I respect Daniel if he doesn't go and does not decide not to go over to Saudi Arabia to get to do the world championship. But who would they put in his place is what, I mean, who could be his replacement? I mean, if he decides not to go, Bobby Roode?
No, they would have to come up with somebody. Maybe they would get Finn Balor to come in and do something like they did before last year when they had to get Finn and AJ at the last minute. But you know, I would hope, getting into the politic thing again, I would hope the WWE would allow the performers to say, look, I don't feel comfortable with what's going on over there, and I would prefer not to go, and I don't mind if I don't get the paycheck or whatever, put me on the house show in the States or whatever, but I would think at that point you need to say to your performers or anybody that your personal thoughts and your personal opinions have to come into play when it comes to contracts.
Well, hopefully they're smart. Some of the wrestlers are smart enough to have lawyers to where they can jump in and say, look, my client is not. It does not feel safe. We decided that he has it in his contract where he can and cannot, where he wants to go. That's fine. But I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But if Daniel Bryan decides not to go, more power to him. That's fine.
Yeah.
But my question is, boy, this card is going to turn out really weird if some of these other wrestlers decide, you know what, he decided he didn't want to go. I don't want to go.
Right.
I mean,
I want to see that match. If it happens, I want to see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be a high flying. It would be really nice to see Daniel Bryan finally win another world title, but we all know that's not going to happen because they want to keep it on AJ for a while. AJ's a great champion. He deserves everything that he gets. But I wouldn't mind seeing the underdog again story with Daniel Bryan winning a world title. I mean, the man's had a hellacious career. And it's time. It's great that he's back in the ring, and I hope he decides to go. But if he doesn't, congratulations, Daniel. You saved your own life. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it.